The University of Wisconsin men's basketball team stumbled off the starting blocks this past season, losing five straight on the road and hovering around 500 into mid-December. But it's not how you start, it's how you finish. And the Badgers finished with a flurry, winning eight straight before the postseason was wiped out because of the coronavirus. Hello, everyone. This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. And, of course, during these days, you can still give online to help support the show and sustain it at WWIB.com quickly, safely, and securely via credit card. And the mailing address is right there, too, at WWIB.com. Thanks so much for your partnership in this outreach. Badger 6-foot redshirt junior guard Dimitri Trice, who averaged almost 10 points per game this season and started every contest, is back with me on Sports and Commentary from his home in Ohio. All right, so the 8-game winning streak had to be the high point of the season. You were going to be the number one seed in the Big Ten tournament and a fairly high seed in the NCAAs, and then things closed out because of COVID-19. So if that's the high point, Dimitri, what was the lowest point for you and the team this year?
Yeah, low points of the season. It was definitely tough early on. I'd say after that trip to Brooklyn was pretty low around the time that we were around 6-6, and things just weren't clicking right. Everybody turned against us, really, the media, the fans, everybody like that. Our team was kind of in disarray, so it was tough. I think that was around the time that it was like, wow, what's really going on? Moving into the Big Ten like conference really in January was tough. We had a couple key wins, but we couldn't win on the road still. And I think those were the games that were the low point, especially early on in the season when we weren't shooting very well. But we knew as a team that we had really good shooters. We just weren't scoring the ball very well. So a lot of things had to change for us to start playing really well. We started playing a little bit faster, a little bit more freedom on the offensive end. That's when guys really found their roles. And I think it was around the Iowa game is when everybody started to click a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm sure there were a multitude of Badger fans who were calling for Greg Gard's head on a platter at the end of December when the team was struggling so much, and yet he winds up as Big Ten Coach of the Year. I mean, do you feel like this is his best coaching job since you've been there?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Especially in the second half of the season. Like I said earlier, he really changed his mindset on how he's going to approach the guys and how he's coaching, whether that's not yelling more or talking to the guys in a different way and being a little bit more uplifting towards the players. And the whole coaching staff embraced that, and they fed off that. And once they started not yelling as much or not getting on certain guys as much, that's when the guys' confidence kind of rose.
Mm-hmm. Well, this was a tough, at least start of the season for the team and for you too, Dimitri. You feel like Coach always had your back there this year?
Yeah, definitely. I really do. And that's big for any player, really. For somebody that has been here for 4 years now, has played under him and played under this coaching staff for a while, and just to see that they have that trust in you to be able to make the right plays and the right reads and do things in a manner that he knows that you'll do well and you have the confidence to do, I think really, really helps a player's confidence. And it's really good to know that your coaches and Coach Gard have that trust in you.
Mm-hmm. All right, so this year is finished. Look ahead to next year's Badger team when you'll be a senior.
Yeah, honestly, we pretty much have everybody back besides Brevin, who played a pretty big role. But I think that with the guys that we have coming back and then the new guys that we even have coming in, we're going to have a really, really good recruiting class, and we'll see how those guys fit in starting in the summer, if we can hopefully be back in that time and be around each other and things like that during then. But I think that with the guys that we have coming back, pretty much everybody is going to be huge, and everybody's going to easily, I believe that they're going to step up in a major way. I've talked to everybody, even being stuck at home, and they're still doing workouts and things like that. So it's good to hear, and we're going to have a really big senior class and a really, really good freshman class coming in. So I'm excited to see what everybody can bring to the table and how we can build off the last year.
Dimitri Trice, the redshirt junior guard for the Wisconsin Badger men's basketball team, a key component on the club this year, and his role is going to be huge next season, too. Dimitri, thanks for taking time here to come back, and I'm going to ask you to come back one more day because we've got the most important stuff ahead here, and that's to talk about the peace that Jesus brings to your life and about an extraordinary God during these extraordinary times. So thanks for being here today, and we will talk again very soon. God bless you.
Thank you. Have a great day.